The Oxbridge archives are rich enough to allow for the construction of something like an ideal property index, however. The study's authors dredged for detailed data on sales and purchases from transaction ledgers and on rents and maintenance costs from rent books over the period from 1901 to 1983. To keep quality constant, they tracked the growth in rents on the same properties from one year to the next. They then linked these annual rates in a chain to create a quality-adjusted long-run series of income growth. This series has the added advantage of being based on cash flows rather than the rent required by the lease, which is not always paid. Rent holidays were a thing before this pandemic. Alongside this, the authors put together a long-run series of gross yields by matching the transaction data with the income figures. They arrive at a net yield by subtracting maintenance costs. The authors used these ingredients to derive a consistent measure of long-run returns. The results are fascinating. The net annual real return on residential property was 2.3%. That is surprisingly low. By comparison, the rate of return on everything, an oft-cited study published in the Quarterly Journal of Economics in 2019, puts the net returns on British housing at 4.7% over the same period. What explains the discrepancy? Perhaps the Oxbridge sample is not representative of the returns that could have been achieved. Put bluntly, the colleges might have had duff portfolios or especially bad tenants. The evidence on whether college endowments are good investors is mixed. But the study is clear that portfolios were well diversified by region and type and were managed with a strong eye to long-term returns. Another explanation is that the bottom-up Oxbridge-based study is closer to the truth because it has a better handle on the more distant past. Top-down housing data in Britain before around 1970 adjusts for neither mix nor quality. What looks like price appreciation or rising real rents may simply be quality improvement. Look ahead and there are big challenges for property investors. The pandemic will change how people live and work, and thus where they live and work. Understanding the past is scarcely any easier. In the current circumstances, it is not only Britons who might be wallowing in nostalgia, but it would be a mistake to exaggerate how good the past was.